This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on some more fights for a billionaire to fund. Several pages of the New York Times, starting at the front, were given to the oh my story of billionaire investor William Ackerman and his Pershing Square outfit, financing of contributions to various civil rights and nonprofits, and an army of lobbyists to drive down the price of Herbalife, the direct sales nutritional supplements company, to justify a $1 billion bet he made that the price would tank. Pushing politicians and advocates like chess pieces in order to jack up or down stock prices is hardly a shocking surprise, since this has been standard operating procedure for decades, or I suspect as long as there have been stock markets and politicians anyway. Ackerman is claiming he's trying to protect low-income and minority consumers who, also not surprisingly, seem to be the target for a lot of the Herbalife hustle. Many studies, in fact, have questioned the value and even the potential harm of some of these supplements, and Herbalife may well be a pyramid scheme, as Ackerman argues, too. I don't have a horse in this race, though, so at one level, my view is a pox on both their houses. But if Ackerman wants to spend some of his billions as some kind of white knight to expose companies that are fleecing lower-income families and minorities, then welcome aboard, buddy, because we need all the help we can get. And there's a lot of evidence that there are many organizations that would be more than happy to take your money to raise all kinds of hell. Here's a short list to just get billion-dollar bill started as our new best friend. How about the Comcast-Times Warner Monopoly merger, which will widen the digital divide and jack up prices for internet and cable service? Hey, don't forget the banks that finance all these predatory payday lending and check cashing outfits, Bill. They deserve not just an investigation, but a slap down. Oh, sorry. I guess the mortgage mesh already has their stock prices so low they might not be worth your while, huh? Well, then how about all the tax preparation companies then, H&R Block and its wannabes? Did they really, really, truly end all their refund anticipation loans as they promised and been ordered by the IRS to cease? We both know the answer, Bill, but how about putting some of your lobbyists on that job and stirring it up so we can finally put a stake in the heart of those companies? Have the SEC and Congress really done their job in looking at the problems Walmart has in India, China, and Mexico on the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act? We both know the answer, Bill, but think of the headlines you would get by putting the heat out there. And the scores of companies involved in wage theft, particularly among these big-time food companies, and we both know the next scams will involve the eventual requirements that they provide health insurance. Come on, Bill. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. And don't forget soft drink companies, liquor and beer sellers, cigarette merchants, shyster construction and real estate companies, and others who make their living preying on the poor. These are all ripe targets. You can see how easy it is for us to make the case for exposure and investigations of any number of companies that make their big bucks from low to moderate income families. The problem we have with Ackerman and other potential Robin Hoods is that almost always we get less Robin and more Hood. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.